The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. And when he disembarked, he saw the vast crowd. His heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. And when it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." And Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." And then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, gave it to his disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. There is a story other preachers use that I steal today, but it's a true story, and it happened in New York City, and it was a little bit of an experiment, but an accomplished violinist, Joshua Bell, I believe his name was, in 2007, stood at almost 8 o'clock in the morning during rush hour in a subway in Manhattan. And he played a Stradivarius violin worth $3 million. And he played for 47 minutes the classics, Beethoven, Mozart. And over 1,000 people passed him by, hardly even noticing. About 6 people stopped, and he collected about $32 in his violin case that he had out for donations. Just 3 nights before, he played to a sold-out Madison Square Garden, where the cheapest seats were $100. This image is a lot like how we live our lives, and it is kind of what's happening in the gospel. We are so busy, so preoccupied with our own thoughts, all good, all important, that we hurry by the treasures in life, and we don't even notice the depth and the beauty that is there all around us. We are so preoccupied with our spirit, physical, material needs that we don't pay attention to our spiritual needs. In the gospel today, Jesus is using material food to teach us that just like you need food to stay alive materially, you need spiritual food to thrive and to be alive forever. And you know, our world is both spiritual and material. And we often think of them as very different, but they're not really different. For God, all is one, and reality is one. But the material world participates in the spiritual world But the spiritual world and all we cannot see is so much greater than what we can see. And Jesus is saying, you know how to look for material food because you become hungry. Are you paying attention to your spiritual hunger? And are you looking just as hard for that food as you would for your material food? You know, St. Augustine, you know, says that our hearts are restless until they rest in the Lord. God actually made us in a certain way to need more than this world has to offer. As spiritual beings and fleshed spiritual beings, we have a hunger and a longing that this world cannot solve. And if we admit that, if we take time to look into that and don't think it's just a weakness, but if we find ourselves searching for things like fulfillment, meaning, purpose, love, connectedness, then God's got us right where God wants us. Because those are legitimate hungers that God has put into our soul. And we can search for this in this world for ways to satisfy those with material things or things of the world. And it helps a little bit, but maybe for a short time. But those hungers keep coming back over and over. And we'll never satisfy them until we satisfy them in God. And so the invitation today is to recognize our hunger for the spiritual, for God, and to grow deeper and to feed ourselves in that way and do what we have to do. And Jesus says, come to me, come to my table, eat and drink. For what I will give you, you can't earn with your wages. And so, how do we hunt for that spiritual food? I just want to be a little bit more specific. It is a hunt for God, but that's very vague, isn't it? I propose to you it's a hunt for something more specific. In Galatians, Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22, he says, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, truthfulness, gentleness, and control. Are those things that you could do with more of? They are fruits of the Holy Spirit. And so what our hunger is for and what our hunt can be for is the Holy Spirit. And you know, we really receive the Spirit in the sacraments. Right? We live in a world that is both spiritual and material. The sacraments are the combination of the two, a spiritual reality truly present in a physical medium. And so when we are baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit. When we receive the Eucharist, we truly receive God's presence. And we're confirmed, we receive further strengthening of that Holy Spirit and additional gifts to live in this world as his disciples. But those gifts can go unnoticed, just like that violin player as we walk by in our busy lives, on way to work, thinking about our many problems, our responsibilities. The gift of the Holy Spirit is in our lives. God's strength and power is there to satisfy our deepest hungers. But until we take the time to slow down and allow that Holy Spirit to infiltrate our hearts just like the water in a sponge that's been dried, those gifts don't unfold in our lives. And so, as enfleshed spirits, we must pay attention, just as importantly as material food, to the spiritual food, the Holy Spirit that is in us. And we need to take time to allow it to unfold, quiet time in prayer, where it unfolds. Enjoying beauty taking a walk, reading scripture, reading books about God in the spiritual life, a walk, a retreat. Everyone's soul is different, and the Spirit interacts with it in a different way, but it's already present in your soul. But our job is to help it to become more efficacious, to unfold, the gifts to be opened. And we have to ask for God's help how to do that. And God will show us if we ask. And today's miracle also points out one additional way that we need to grow in our spiritual life, and that is by serving others and working for the kingdom. This miracle is not only a miracle about those who were hungry and were satisfied. It's a miracle about how the disciples of Jesus were commissioned by God to feed those who were hungry and searching. And so sometimes we're hungry and searching and need to be fed, but other times for that Spirit to grow in us, we need to help feed others. And the dynamic of bringing forward the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, they gave all that they had, trusting that God would make them sufficient. And God blessed them. And there's no greater joy in the spiritual world to be a channel of God's blessings to others as He multiplies what little we have to make great effect in the world. And so today, Jesus is inviting us, come, be satisfied, eat and drink of the spiritual food that I wish to give you. Nothing else will satisfy you. Let us take time right now to ask to grow deeper in our spiritual life, and that the Lord may show us how.